KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, we have a mostly clear sky, 19 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be mostly sunny today with a high of 58. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green says a student from the Atlantic Middle School is in the custody of juvenile authorities for allegedly making a bomb threat that forced the evacuation of the school and cancellation of classes Thursday. Green says his department received notice about the threat just before 11 a.m.
Basically, we were contacted by school officials that a message had been left in the school threatening a explosive event. And gave a time. The school prudently decided to evacuate the kids from that particular building, and they, in turn, had us decide to contact the state fire marshal's office, where we conferred with them. They didn't feel that we had a very credible threat at the time.
Students and staff, meanwhile, were evacuated next door to the Nishna Valley YMCA. The building was searched and no bomb was found. Green said with the help of the Cass County Sheriff's Department, a suspect was identified and approached.
That suspect did flee the area when officers approached and was later located at home. And we do have a juvenile in custody for questioning at this time.
Green says 12-year-old Austin Koma Walia of Atlantic admitted the threat was not credible. The young man was charged with terrorism, a Class B felony. We'll have more on this next hour. News time is 7:08.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
Police in Council Bluffs are looking for a suspect connected to the armed robbery Thursday evening of a come-and-go store at 2024 Fifth Avenue in Council Bluffs. According to Police Sergeant David Dawson, at around 8:30 p.m., a white man in his 30s entered the store, selected a drink from the cooler, and approached the counter. He displayed a black handgun and demanded money while at the same time grabbing the arm of the sales clerk. Dawson said the suspect reached into the cash drawer, pulled it onto the counter, and took an undetermined amount of cash. He then left on foot and remains at large. The suspect was described as being about 5 feet 10 inches tall, weighing 185 pounds. He had a mustache and goatee with an unshaven face. His hair was reddish brown. The man wore a black hoodie-type sweatshirt and a zipper black basketball, and with a zipper, that is, black baseball cap with an unknown logo on the front, blue jeans, and white tennis shoes. Anyone with information about that crime is asked to contact the Council Bluffs Crime Stoppers line at 712-328-7867. One person was killed, another injured during a crash Wednesday afternoon in Mills County. The Iowa State Patrol said Thursday the driver of one of the vehicles, 71-year-old William Kennard of Red Oak, died in the crash. Officials said Kennard was traveling east on Highway 370 at around 2:20 p.m., but his car crossed the center line and collided with a vehicle driven by 46-year-old Lucy Branion of Jefferson City, Missouri. Branion was injured in the crash and transported by Pacific Junction Rescue to Creighton University Hospital in Omaha. Both drivers were wearing their seat belts. A little more than a dozen people attended Thursday night's candidate forum here in Atlantic. Those who spoke and answered questions at the event, sponsored by the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, included all five candidates for a vacancy position created by the death in August of Cass County Supervisor Chuck Keenan, two candidates for the open positions on the Atlantic Parks and Recreations Board of Directors, and a candidate for the Atlantic City Council. Each of the candidates was asked their opinion on the current property tax rates in the county. All of the candidates said the taxes are neither too high nor too low, with the exception of Supervisor candidate Pat McCurdy, McCurdy, lifelong resident of Cass County who farmed for over 40 years before becoming semi-retired and a landlord of rental properties, said the commercial property taxes are too high.
Commercial property is taxed at 100% valuation. Houses and they're about 50%, and houses should not be any higher. They do not generate any income. I think they're about right. Commercial property tax in Lanikawa is too high. I won't say. I think it's too low.
Two Atlantic City Council candidates were asked what their top goals would be if elected to fill the two open seats on the council. Chris Jimerson, who is running unopposed for Councilman Kern Miller's first ward seat, said keeping the recreational area, such as parks, up to date are important to him.
Also, all the road construction, keeping Atlantic looking nice. We've got a lot of that ahead. I'd like to see that continue. I'd like to also see our downtown grow and become more of a community hub. Where you can go shopping.
Ashley Hayes, who is unopposed in her bid for Councilperson Pat Simmons' third ward Atlantic City Council seat, said as a young person she wants to make sure opportunities are available for young people and families.
Ways to do that would be improving our recreation departments, also bringing in businesses or jobs, and promoting our downtown community as well.
Each of the Board of Supervisor candidates said their main priorities if elected will be to keep the budget under control while trying to maintain the essential services such as mental health care. Don Lappy, who has served in local law enforcement for more than 40 years, said he understands what it would mean to lose the behavioral health unit at the Cass County Memorial Hospital if it falls to the budget acts.
It's going to cause a burden, a trickle-down theory that's going to take place. It's going to affect other agencies as well within the county, including the Sheriff's Department, who has to transport those people, time, money. The county has to pick it up somewhere, and it costs us money.
Supervisor candidate Jeff Richter said he'll work to bring jobs to the county to keep people here instead of having them to drive out of county for employment. News time is 7:14.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In our funeral announcements, Diana Glenn, age 54, of Guthrie Center, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Diana Glenn will be today at 3 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Earl Kirchhoff, age 82, of Templeton, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial service for Earl Kirchhoff will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Templeton. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Carolyn Ullman, age 80, of Adair, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Carolyn Ullman will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Dale Fazell, age 84, of Bridgewater, died last Friday. Celebration of Life services for Dale Fazell will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Ruby Ann Crawley, age 76, of Audubon, died Saturday. Funeral services for Ruby Crawley will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Sandra Wilkinson, age 71, of Panora, died Sunday. Funeral services for Sandra Wilkinson will be held tomorrow at 3 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Kenneth Beener Inken, age 79, of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Services for Kenneth Inken will be held Monday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. And Dorothy Liddell, age 94, of Harlan, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Dorothy Liddell will be held November the 11th at 11 a.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Our news was brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.